We'll continue a little bit from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then we'll discuss about some pastimes of Jhulan Jatra. So yesterday Maharaj started with the verse number 110. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Shankaracharya is not at fault, for it is under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he has covered the real purpose of the Vedas. In purport, Prabhupada saying, one should not therefore attribute very much importance to the Sharirik Bhashya. In order to understand Vedanta philosophy, one must study Srimad Bhagavatam, which begins with words Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Janmadasya Jata Annayat Itaratas Charthesu Abhigya Swarat. I offer my obeisances unto Lord Sri Krishna, son of Vasudeva, who is the supreme, all-pervading personality of Godhead. I meditate upon him, the transcendent reality, who is the primeval cause of all causes, from whom all manifested universes arises, in whom they dwell, and by whom they are destroyed. I meditate upon that eternally effulgent Lord, who is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations and yet is fully independent. Srimad Bhagavatam is the real commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Unfortunately, if one is attracted to Sharirik Shankaracharya's commentary, Sharirik Bhashya, his spiritual life is doomed. So Shankaracharya, that deals more with Vedanta. But Prabhupada is saying, but we deal with Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of Veda. Veda taror galitam phalam sukha mukhadam mrita dravasanjutam. Srimad Bhagavatam is sweet, ripened, juicy fruit of the tree of Veda. So you must have heard that how once Narada Muni, he was moving in earthly planet. By that time Kali has entered. He saw very strange things. Then he came to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, he heard that some people are crying. Then following that sound vibration, he went and he saw a very beautiful 16 years old girl sitting there on the bank of Jamuna, and two old people, white hair, very skinny people sleeping there, and many other ladies surrounding that lady, they're pacifying her, and she's crying. Then Narada Muni went and asked, "Who are you? Why are you crying? Who are all these ladies surrounding you?" Then she said, "I am Bhakti Devi. I took birth in Dravida. In Maharashtra, I was nourished very nicely. I was very strong. But as soon as I came to Gujarat, I became very weak. I don't know why, what fault Gujarat has." Then I came to Gujarat and became... Then finally, with my two children, my two sons, they are Jnana and Vairagya. And with them I came to Vrindavan. But when I came to Vrindavan, I became very young. I'm very lively young, but my two sons, they're still very old. So I am young, mother is young, and they're so old. Vrindavan, Jnana, Vairagya, they have no place in Vrindavan. So Bhakti Devi came, she was rejuvenated. But Jnana Vairagya is still sleeping. So she said, "Please do something. I'm just telling briefly to come to the conclusion." Then Narada Muni, to revive their consciousness, He chanted Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, all kinds of mantras. Narada Muni said, yes, I will help you. I will bring them back to consciousness. Then Narada Muni chanted all this Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad. These two personalities, the two old people, they are sleeping. Then they woke up like this. Then again fall asleep. Just like whole night you have not slept, you know, you get up, then again fall asleep. It's like this. They get up, again fall asleep. So Narada doesn't know what to do. So then Narada Muni said, okay, I'll go to do tapasya and I'll find out the way, you know, how to bring them back to consciousness. Then he had one unseen sound vibration. Narada, you do satkarma, then they will come back to consciousness. So Narada is very happy, but then he doesn't know what is satkarma. Then unseen sound vibration said, the Muni Rishis will tell you. Then Narada Muni, he went to find out from Muni Rishis, what is the satkarma? So all the Muni Rishis, they came to know that Narada Rishi doesn't know something, he wants to know from us. So they got all very worried. Narada Muni doesn't know, how can we know that? So they all went hiding here and there. Nobody came to face Narada Muni. So Narada Muni searching, he came to Himalaya. Badrinath, Harikesh, Badrikasram. Narada Muni saw Chatush Kumar. Then Sanatan, Sanat Kumar said, oh Narada Muni, what is wrong with you? Always we see you in very blissful mood, chanting the holy name of Narayan. Today you will look very long face, black face, you will be very morose. What is wrong with you? Then Narada Muni said, yes. Then he explained the whole story. What happened? I saw this Bhakti Devi, then Jnana Bhairagadaya lying there. So I want to bring them back to consciousness, but I could not do. Then I heard this unseen sign vibration. Said, due to satkarma, I don't know. What is the satkarma? Then Chatush Kumar said, you don't know, you know it, but you forgot. And just you chant Srimad Bhagavatam into their ears, they will come back to consciousness. Narada Muni said, what Srimad Bhagavatam? I have spoken Veda, Vedanta, everything to them. Then Chatush Kumar said, no, you chant Bhagavatam. Then Narada Muni, Bhagavatam is coming from Veda. If Veda cannot do, Bhagavatam is coming from Veda, how Bhagavat can do? Then Chatush Kumar gave a very simple example. Very simple example. That how even if Bhagavat coming from Veda, what Bhagavat can do, Veda cannot do. Then Sanat Kumar said, give an example of mango tree. I hope because you are all from India, you must have seen mango tree. Yes? Sometimes I find difficult in Western countries to give some example. I was in Russia giving this example, but they don't know. It's mango tree they have never seen. Because this example goes, Sanat Kumar is telling, given the example of mango tree, he said, see, mango comes from mango tree. But we chew a mango twig, how it tastes? Who has tasted mango twig? Raise your hand. Any of you must have seen, but you have not tasted the twigs. Yeah, we use as toothbrush in the village. Mango, very nice, very pungent taste. Some kind of pungent taste, no, it gives. So Sanat Kumar is telling, the mango comes from mango tree. But if we chew mango tree branches, pungent, but fruit is very sweet. So what we get in mango fruit, tree cannot give. Same way, though Bhagavata is coming from Veda, what Bhagavat can give, Veda cannot give. Very simple answer. And Prabhupada very interestingly saying, Prabhupada saying, this Vedanta study, you know, Sharirika Bhashya, Vedanta, Shankaracharya, Maharaja studying yesterday, they're very much into studying Veda, Vedanta. And Prabhupada jokingly saying, let these people chew the hard branches of tree. Veda is like very hard branch and they lose their teeth. The Vedanta means, be means without, danta means teeth, no teeth. So Prabhupada is saying, let them study Veda, so they will get rid of the teeth, all teeth will break. they will become Vedantist. Vedanta means, by studying Veda, 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 they lose all their teeth. They chewing the branches, but we don't get into chewing all these branches. What we test? What the devotees they test? Huh? The mango. That's why the devotees they test the nice buckle, the buds of the mango trees. So that is the conclusion. Veda, Vedanta, Upanishadra, Sarva, Vedanta, Sarangi, Srimad, Bhagavata, Mishyate. Bhagavata is the natural commentary of Vedanta. Sarva, Vedanta, Sarangi, Srimad, Bhagavata, Mishyate. Veda, Tarar, Galitang, Phalang, Sukha, Mukhadam, Mritadrava, Sanjitang. It's very sweet, tasty nectarian. Srimad, Bhagavatam is Bhashya commentary of Gayatri. That's why all the devotees, they get test from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam Jad Vaishnavanam Priya. It's very dear to Vaishnav. Jasmin Paramhansam Ekam Jnanam Param Gyate. The knowledge given in Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for all Paramhansas. Jatra Jnana Virag Bhakti Naiskramyam Abhiskritam. Srimad Bhagavatam gives a information to us. Jnana Virag Bhakti, not mixed with Jnana or Karma. So by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one will derive the transcendental bliss. So in this way, Bhagavata is like a mango fruit of the Vedic literatures. And then this Krishna's pastimes is very sweet juice of that mango. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to release to the devotees. So Krishna has unlimited pastimes. Why Krishna descends to this material world? What is the purpose that Lord incarnates to this material world? Paritranaya sadhunang vinasa cha duskritang dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhamaju. But that is not the real reasons. Our Gaudiya acharyas, they don't agree with Krishna. This is really, you have to come for these things? Vinasa cha duskritang, just to kill the demons? Is necessary? God has to come to kill the demons? One virus can kill them. One virus can kill all these people. Why? Lord has to come. Lord can manage one virus, one bacteria can kill them. You don't have to come to kill these demons. Dharma sansthapanartha, you have, acharyas will come, they will re-establish dharma. Why you have to come? Paritranaya sadhunang, you to deliver sadhu, sadhu means they already delivered. Paritrana, what you have to deliver again? So our acharyas, they don't agree. This could not be the real reason why you have to come here. Actually, you are coming here, Krishna saying, I come to this material world. No, these are all gauna. What is gauna? Secondary reasons. The real reason I come, madhbhakta vinodartham karame vividha kriya. I'm exhibiting my sweet pastimes to give pleasure to my devotees. So that jasrutta tatapara bhavet. Lord comes to this material world, he'll exhibit all these sweet pastimes. By hearing the sweet pastimes of the Lords, the heart of the living entity will be cleansed. Sunatang sakatha krishna punya sravana kirtana hiddantasthai abhadrani vidhunati suritsatam. The heart will be cleansed and they will be attracted to me. That is the reason why Krishna comes. Why Lord incarnates. Not paritranaya sadhanang binasa. That happens, secondary reason. But real reason, bhakti yoga vidhanartham. To give bhakti to people. To attract the living entity towards him. Mad bhakta vinodartham, to give pleasure to my devotee. So in this way, Lord, he exhibits so many sweet pastimes. So that people can participate in the pastimes purified or they can hear. Just srutva tatpara bhavet. By hearing the sweet pastimes, people will be attracted. So that is the reason why Lord has performed so many sweet pastimes. Just imagine, 5,000 years ago, he was having some pastimes and till today, we are observing. Till today we are having this Jhulan Jatra, this Jatra, that Jatra. You know, 5000 years before Krishna, and long, long before Ramchandra, Bhamana Dev, until today also we are remembering those past times. So Lord Krishna, Lord has unlimited forms, anadi ananta rupam, ramadi murti sukala niyamena tishtan, Rama, Bhamana, Narasimha has unlimited forms. But among unlimited forms, Krishna is very special for his sweet pastimes. That's why Krishna is known as Leela Purushottam. Ramchandra known as? Maryada Purushottam. Krishna Leela Purushottam. Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Prema Purushottam. Prema Purushottam. So, Krishna's pastimes is very sweet, very attractive. That is the reason he takes the name Krishna. Akarsayati iti Krishna. Who attracts everyone. To whom he attracts Krishna by his sweet pastimes? Who are attracted? All Brajavasis are attracted. All Brajavasis, they are attracted by sweet pastimes of Krishna. Not only Brajavasis. You know, the animals, the birds of Braj. In Brihata Bhagavatam, it says Krishna goes for grazing cows. And Krishna is so attractive. All the animals will come surrounding, and when Krishna, end of the day, will come to back to his house, animals will follow him. Krishna will enter into house, they will not go back to forest. They will sit there until again Krishna comes back. So attractive. Brajavasis, they get attracted. Animals, birds, that get attracted. Not only that. Even if the animate, inanimate, they also get attracted when Krishna plays on his flute. The Yamuna water flowing downstream to stop, not move anymore, or starts to go upstream. So that is attraction. The mountain starts to melt, mountain starts to flow, and river starts to stop. So that is the attraction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Not only is attracting Brajavasis, he is so attractive, he attracts the damsels, the denizens of heavenly planets also, gets attracted to Krishna. So what Krishna attracts? What he first attracts? To all? Brajavasis. Not only Brajavasis, he also attracts to animals and birds. Not only animals and birds, he also attracts to animate and inanimate. Not only that, he also attracts to denizens of. Not only that, he is so attractive. Also, Lakshmi Devi, the chaste wife of Vishnu, also gets attracted to Krishna. He is that attractive. You don't stop there. He is so attractive, what Lakshmi Devi will get attracted, even if her husband Vishnu also gets attracted. Vishnu always wants, how can I see the beautiful face of Krishna? So Krishna is so attractive. And Krishna is so attractive, not only Vishnu gets attracted to him, who else gets attracted to him? Shiva? Who is Shiva? Shiva has to be attracted. No, he himself also gets attracted to him. That is beauty of his attraction. In Dwaraka, there is Navabrindavan. Vishwakarma has created Navabrindavan so that Krishna will feel separation from Vrindavan. Navabrindavan, Krishna walking. And there is this nice stone pillars. And Krishna once saw his own reflection. And by seeing that reflection, Krishna saying, oh, kashcha matkar kari purusha, such a beautiful boy. He's embracing that reflection. So that is Krishna, how attractive he is. That's why Krishna is known as Atma Parjanta Sarvachittahara. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Dasa Kaviraj Goswami explaining how attractive he is. Everybody is attractive to some extent. But his attractiveness goes beyond limit. So much so, Atma Parjanta Sarvachittahara. He attracts everyone's heart. Even his own heart also gets attracted. He is so beautiful. So today, we are celebrating Jhulan pastimes among many, many sweet pastimes of Krishna. His brother Leela are more attractive. And Jhulan pastime is very unique pastime. But interesting thing is, Maharaj is telling in Bhagavata, Jhulan description is not there. So we don't find so much about Jhulan description, but Maharaj told very nice pastime yesterday about Jhulan. But Maharaj was telling that I give 4 days Katha on Jhulan Jatra. It's not that I know much about Jhulan Jatra. There's one article, one chapter written by Kavi Karnapur in Anand Vrindavan Champu, describing, it takes, one chapter takes to read 4 days, because the description is so high standard. One sentence is one paragraph. You start the sentence, by the time you reach the end, you forget what I start with. When I first started reading, to one sentence I have to read 10 times, what is actually talking about? So that's why to explain in Bengali it takes. But I don't have that book now. That's why I will try my best, whatever I remember, little bit the description that Kavi Karnapur described. I'll try to present that. But my English is not so good. I don't know how nicely I can present that subject matter that Kavi Karnapur has explained. So this pastime took place just after the sweet pastimes of Krishna, of stealing, the gopis stealing Krishna's flute. Then this pastime took place close to Purnima, moonlit night, on the bank of Yamuna, a very big piece of land, very big piece of land, and empty land, and the land are surrounded by many kalpa vrikshas. All kalpa vrikshas, very round, solid kalpa vrikshas, very close to each other, planted as if at same time, same size, very close to each other, with green leaves. It's like a big boundary wall, very high. You have to look like this to that tree, very high. Looks like blue, nila, Indra Nilamali. What do you call in English? Blue safari? Safari? Blue safari. Blue gems, no? Like huge boundary wall. And middle of that manifested a nice golden bedi, golden stage. And golden stage has 4 Harichandan trees on 4 sides. The Harichandan tree grows, then branches starts from here, it makes a nice, like a nice kutir, like kutir. And there is golden chains, and there's a beautiful swing prepared. It is not like that someone has prepared before. Brajabas is the prepared. When all gopis, Krishna will come, things will manifest one after another there. It's not somebody preparing, cutting the bamboos, fixing, tying the ropes, doesn't happen like that. Sometimes I was thinking, you must have seen a picture of Lord Vishnu, Kshirodaksha Vishnu, lying on serpent in the middle of the milk ocean. He's wearing nice silk cloth. You have seen that? Nice earrings. But have you thought any time where from he got that silk cloth? Which ship brought it from here to there? Which company, which textile created that cloth? We are making a picture, but outside people, they will say, why are you making a fool or what? Where he got the silk cloth? Middle of the milk, nowhere, there. Where were his earrings? Which goldsmith built his earrings? In Golok Vrindavan, they are wearing all this nice cloth, all these things. But the textile machines are there. How are they making all these things? For Karami people, they will not understand. How Lord Vishnu's sleeping in the middle of the milk ocean, wearing these dhotis and all. That's what they believe. All nirakar. This is all speculated you are talking about. It cannot happen like that. No, that can't happen. In the spiritual world, how this happens? Lord's cloth. He has shoe, he has cloth, he has bed. But these are all the transformations of Lord's energy. Lord says, Sandhini Sammit Hladini Shakti. The Sandhini Shakti transforms to create all these paraphernalias. How to believe? How to understand this? We are wearing this cloth. What is this? The transformation of energy. Isn't it? This cloth was not there. This cotton growing in the tree, then becomes thread, then transformed to cloth. So everything is milk, transformed to yogurt, transformed to butter, transformed to ghee. So transformation of energy. But spiritual world, what happens? A special energy that transforms to all these things, paraphernalia. So it is not like that in spiritual world in Vrindavan. Somebody is preparing all these things. It manifests once after another. It manifests. It's beautiful Kalpavriksha boundary wall. In middle of that beautiful golden stage. And golden stage, four sides, four pillars, four trees. What trees are those trees? Huh? Harichandana trees. And what is the boundary walls? What trees are those trees? They're Kalpavrikshas. So in this way, very beautiful swing, then manifested four other platforms on four sides of that middle swing place. So that place all other gopis will sit. And that place is decorated very nicely. The Varnadevatas, they came and they decorated all boundary walls with a nice silk cloth. They put pearl chains, no balloon. There's no balloon there in spiritual world. All interesting things, very beautiful. And after that, they put a beautiful samiana. What is samiana in English? Canopy. Canopy? Canopy. Net. Like net. Moonlit night. And many beautiful birds were there. And deers were moving around. Moonlit night. The moonlight passing through the net, that light falling on the ground, making a shape of filaments, small, small filaments. And the deers, they don't understand what it is. They think this is white rice, that looks like white rice. And they go to eat that white rice, and they get hot in their mouth. So beautiful atmosphere was created like that there. Then, nice smell comes. All the trees, Kalpavrikshas, all kinds of juice coming from the trees, very nice smell. So in this way, the whole arena is prepared very nicely. The stage is ready now. The show will start. So stage is ready. So before a show starts, what happens? Speculate. Ticket. Yes, ticket. Then after ticket cutting, what do they do? The audience comes. So then all kinds of birds, they flew. Beautiful birds, different sounds, very eager to see the show will start. And they came and they're sitting on the top of the trees. Nice breeze, flowing breeze. And when the trees are moving and all the birds are moving, and their hearts are also moving with eagerness to see some special show. And all the demigods, Gandharva, Apsara, Kinnaras, they come from their planets. And the space, they took their seat. Birds, they took their seat. Animals, they took their seat. Devatas, they came. Now stage is ready. Audience is ready. Then one group of players come. They come, the gopis. All the gopis, shouting, screaming, laughing. Thousands of gopis. You know, to these pastimes, how many gopis come for Sarat Ras, Maharas? How many gopis were there, you know? How many gopis? How many gopis? In Ras Lila? 16,108. No. For Maharas, Satakoti, 100 crores gopis were there. You believe? What is the population of India now? Something 100 crores. Right? How could we 100 crores gopis came? From Vrindavan, they're all living there. So they just come from somewhere. They just appear. Satakoti means how many million, Maharaj? Some billion. Gopis, they can. From somewhere they come. Because Krishna had promised them, you will come and join with me. When Ramchandra is going through Dandakaranya, all 60,000 rishis, they saw Ramchandra. Oh, such a beautiful person. We want to get you as your husband. So how can you get me as your husband? No? When I come in Krishna form, that time you come, you will get me. So like this, previously, if you read Garga Sanghita, all the Satakoti gopis, where they came from the background mentioned, Naranarayan Rishi doing tapasya in Badrika Ashram. Very severe austerities. Indra became very worried. He doing so much severe austerity, he may take over my position. Any Rishi will do tapasya, then this Indra become very worried. He will send some Rambha, Menaka, they will chant, dance in front of me, make him fall down. So that is his business. Regular business. Sir, Naranarayan Rishi doing tapasya. So Indra sent also some apsaras. Then Naranarayan doing tapasya, apsaras chanting, dancing. Then Naranarayan Rishi opened his eyes. Oh, you came to make me fall down. Then Naranarayan Rishi, he caught his thigh. And from his thigh, hundreds of beautiful apsaras appeared, ladies appeared. And they are looking so beautiful. And all these ladies sent by Indra, they're looking frog in front of them. They're so ugly. By seeing all these beautiful ladies, they're very shy. Then Naranarayan Rishi smiled. Oh, Indra sent all of you to make me fall down. Then Naranarayan Rishi chose the best among all these ladies, appeared from his thigh, said Urvashi. And Naranarayan Rishi said to those ladies, okay, take this Urvashi. Tell Indra, I'm giving this lady as a gift to him. So Urvashi appeared like that. So after all these ladies, okay, all the apsaras went back. But all these ladies, they said, Lord, we appeared, what to do? We accept you as our husband, you have to give us shelter. Then Narayana said, me? I am sannyasi, how can I give you shelter? Then like Ramchandra said, this incarnation only one wife, not many wives. You wait when I come as Krishna. Then Narayana Rishi said, I am sannyasi, I cannot accept you. You wait when I come as Krishna. So like this, many, many previous lives, whoever approached Lord, they're all in go down sitting there. You all come when I come as Krishna. So they all came to participate with Krishna's pastime. They all came, all gopis, they came. The gopis, they're coming to play with Krishna. So they're very dressed very nicely. And they will play with Krishna with colors. They have brought color powders also. Red powders, packets of powders. Then they have put to chandan paste, color paste. They have created small, small boxes made up of lac. You know lac? What is lac? You understand? Lac? But that lac, it melts, you know? It melts. There's so thin lac, they have put colors inside, sandalwood pulp inside, camphor inside. And so thin they have made, you just, like this, you know? With that much heat, it will melt. They throw to Krishna. And they brought many pitchkaris also, syringe. And all kinds of color waters, all kinds of flower juice, hiding all this. So all the gopis, they appeared. Then after gopis appears, then all Chandravali groups, they appeared. So everybody ready. And they're waiting. Waiting for whom? The hero, heroine will come now. Everybody eagerly waiting. All the animals, birds, plants, all the demigods, Gandharvas. Then in the meantime, this moonlit night, to the arena came Radha with Madhav. Radharani, Madhav's which side? Left side, no? So Madhav putting his hand on the shoulder of Radharani, on the right hand, it's a flower, lotus flower. He's moving like this, lotus flower, and walking like elephant. Yes, both of them. And he's smiling. He's chewing the beetle, the pan, the red face. Because when Krishna left the house, Lalita, she had given a betel nut, chewing, and very beautiful kundal, makara kundal, bhajanti mala, and Krishna like a madman, looking, walking like this, putting his hand on Radharani. And when Radha Madhava came, and so much dazzling effulgence, and all the demigods were sitting here on the top. So audience are sitting. When hero heroine appears, what audience they do? What do they do? Yeah, they not stand. Okay, of course, here in UK you have different, you have nice gallery, you know, can sit like this. But in India we sit all plain like this. So when the players come, we look like this, no? We all get up, no? So demigods, they're sitting there. When Radha Madhava entered, they left their position. They all wanted to see, you know, Radha Madhava clearly. They all came, they come down from space more down here to see the, you know, good, have a good look of Radha and Madhava. Then Radha Madhava came. Very beautiful, everybody very happy. All the demigods playing the kettle drums, bugles, sprinkling the nectars and flowers, and all the birds are making sound. And all the peacocks, they're making a sound. What sound they make, Maharaj? Peacock? What kind of... Kew, 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 kew. Like this. Kew. Ah, good, she made that. So, Kavi Kanapur is saying that the peacock saying, who are you? Who are you? Who are these two personalities? They have seen every time them. But out of their eagerness, wow, so beautiful. Who are these two personalities? They're entering the arena. The peacocks are saying like this. And everybody is very eager to see Radha Madhava. I'll make it brief because I have to sell another, I have to describe another humorous pastimes of Jhulan Jatra. So then Radha Madhava came, very beautiful, that swing, prepared, nice pillows, very white cloth, very soft as, how much soft it could be, you could imagine? How soft it could be, as soft as lotus leaf, as soft as cotton, as soft as silk, as soft as feather, as soft as butter. But that was as soft as the foam of milk. Can you imagine the milk foam, how soft it would be? And that was that white also. That chadar was very white, super white, very soft. Our devotees, when they describe Krishna's beauty, Krishna's form, they compare. Krishna's face is a lotus face. What else? Krishna's lips like a bimba fruits. Krishna's nose is like tila flowers. The best things they compare. Any other comparison to Krishna? Krishna's chest is broad. And waist is very thin, like lion. Lion's waist is very thin, chest very broad. So they go on comparing Krishna's form, the topmost things they could imagine. But still, what happens, you know? Not good. When the devotee go really see Krishna, after seeing Krishna, devotee feel very shy, ashamed. So what a fool I am. What a fool I was. Very proudly I was comparing you. I was comparing your face, lotus face. I was very proud. My Lord's face is like lotus. My Lord's nose is like this. But after seeing you, now I understand how fool I am. What a big injustice, great injustice I have done to you by comparing all these things. So we cannot compare. So that is what happens in the spiritual world. So much beautiful things are there. So then Radha Madhava sat down, putting hand on each other. So how many swings were there? No. So one swing, Radha Madhava, Then foresight, four swings are there also created. Four swings. But interesting was, this swing, if I sit on the swing, only you can see. Backside people can see. But swing goes like this way. But that swing goes all the directions. This way, that, all the four directions swing goes. So to make the long story shorter, so Radha Madhava sit down, Lalita Visakha, their sakhis of their group, they stand with Radha Madhava. Okay? Then Chandravali groups, they sit with other swings. They sit. And they have brought all the colors. Now the game will start. So they will start swinging very gently, nicely. The others will start swinging. Then they will bring out from their packets. All the gopis, they will start bringing. First they will bring the powder. So they'll try to throw powder to Radha Madhava. But when they throw powder, powder will not reach the body. Powder will go to the sky. So it will not touch the body. So when they go to the sky gets covered with powders. Then what happens? What problem it creates? Who is sitting there on the top? They cannot see anymore because the powder is there. So they feel very disturbed. What is this powder doing? Then they'll sprinkle nectars. So the powders will settle down. then they'll take out the small quota, small boxes, the black boxes to throw. They're very expert in throwing. They'll throw to Krishna. But all the Lalita, Visakha, Sakhis, they're very expert. They're very good catcher. They took catching. So when the gopis they throw, so Radha Madhava side gopis, their business is they will not allow anything to reach to Radha Madhava. The competition, they will throw and they will catch. So they will catch very extra. Not even one box will hit Krishna's body. But sometimes some boxes will fall on the ground and break. And some dots? Speck of something will fall on Krishna's face. Then Radharani would look and smiling, Radharani would take her a cloth and wipe this out. By sitting next to Krishna, Radharani is sweating, you know, ecstasy is sweating. So she will take her sari and wipe Krishna's face. So then, after that will not work. Powder did not work. This did not work. Then finally, they will bring out this syringe, all the color waters. And they'll try to throw Krishna. So Krishna will be sitting there peacefully, tolerating. And one point, he cannot tolerate anymore. Oh, now I'll give you a lesson. Then Krishna will get up and take gopis one after another, bringing under her armpit. He'll put color all over their faces. And they look like very beautiful flowers surrounding Krishna, being colored with different ways. See, in this way, swing festival will go on very nice. So if you want to read this, understand this more detail, you can study the book Ananda Vrindavan Champu. This is the last chapter of that book written by Kavi Karnapur. Very beautifully he has described these topics. So now I'll tell you, there are many sweet these pastimes in Vrindavan. Maharaj told you yesterday one, I'll tell you one pastime today. Once Krishna, in Barsana, Radharani she used to play with gopis. What game she was playing? Hide and seek. They close their eyes and everybody will hide. So Krishna used to watch. Krishna see Radharani from very far distance. Very beautiful. But Krishna is thinking, how nice it will be if I could once see her from very close proximity. He wanted to see Radharani from very close proximity. So every day, one gopi eyes they close and Radharani others they go to hide. But Krishna watching where Radharani is hiding. She is going to one particular cave and hiding there. So one day, before game starts, Krishna went in advance and hiding inside that cave. So when game started, then everyone went to hide in their place. Then Radharani entered into that particular cave. So very dark. So Radharani is thinking, I am hiding, nobody can see me, it's a very dark place. But you must have realized, experienced, you enter in a dark room, you can't see anything. But after a few minutes, gradually you can see a little bit. So Radharani entered the dark cave and she is thinking, I am hiding or nobody can see me. But after a few seconds, she could see two big, big eyes looking at her like this. Krishna looking at her. Hey, who's this? No? Who's this? But before she do anything, Krishna, by seeing the beauty of Radharani, she's so beautiful, Krishna could not digest that. Krishna fainted. Oh, you are so beautiful. Krishna fainted there. Then Radharani realized, oh, he is Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna fainted. So she has to help Krishna. She wanted to help Krishna. But then what happened? That other gopi who was seeking, she found one gopi. So one, you find one means game is finished, end. So she found one, so everybody clapped, oh, game is finished, everybody come out. So everybody came out. So Radharani is thinking, what to do? The game is end, so I have to go out. So I'll go out or I'll take care of Krishna. Then she's thinking, if I don't go out, I stay here, then others will search for me, they'll search us and come here, they'll see me with Krishna. It's very embarrassing. So very reluctantly, she wanted to help Krishna, but very reluctantly, she left Krishna there and she went out. Game end. But she's feeling very sad, very sorrow. She said, okay, today game finished, no more game. Go back to your house. Everybody went back to their house. She's very morose, very sad. Lalita asking, what happened to you? Why all of a sudden you stopped the game? You're feeling very sorrow, very sad. Tell me. Then Radharani described the whole story. This is what happened. The son of Nanda Maharaj had come and I left her in a very helpless situation. I'm very worried what happened to him. You please go to Nandagram. Ask Mother Yashoda if everything is okay with my Krishna. Then Lalita Devi went to Nandagram. And Lalita Devi asked Mother Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, how is your Krishna? What will happen? Nothing will happen to Krishna. Krishna fainted. As soon as Radharani left, he woke up and he cleaned his body, all the dust, everything, came back to his house. So Dasama, Krishna is here, no problem. My son is everything okay. So good news. So she brought this good news to Radharani. Because Lalita came as a messenger. There said, Nandagaon, you when you go to Nandagaon, you should just Lalita Kunda. In the memory of this incident, they created a Lalita Kunda. So in Vrindavan, Braj, they have the swing festival at different places. So once Krishna told Radharani, Narad Muni used to visit Radharani regularly. Because Narad Muni has special license. He can go to demons, he can meet demigods, he can go to Vaikuntha, everywhere. You know, he has a pass, free pass. So regularly he visits Radharani. Then once Krishna told Radharani, Radharani, do you know this person? He is very special personality. He is very expert in creating fighting among the people. So we be very, very careful of him. In India, in ISKCON, we know Narad Muni, great devotee, big acharya. But in India, villagers, they know Narad Muni means the one who creates fighting among the people. So much so, if in India, some village, somebody doing like this, they all say Narad Muni. They dig as a Narad Muni. So Krishna told Radharani, be very, very careful. He is Narad. Sometime he may create fighting between you and me also. Radharani said, no. I love you so much. Who is Narad? He can never create fighting between you and me. Now don't be worried. Krishna said, okay, don't listen to me. One day you'll get a lesson. But Radharani did not care. So once Narad Muni came to meet Krishna and he chanted very nicely, very sweet song. Then Krishna said, Narad, I am very happy with you. I want to give you a boon. What boon you want? Narad said, Now I don't remember what boon, but you keep it for me. In future, whenever I remember, I'll ask you. That time you will give me. Krishna said, okay. In future, whenever you want the boon, I'll fulfill your desire. So that was stuck. Then what happened? Once, that swing festival arrangement on the bank of this Lalita Kunda. So very nice arrangements. All gopis are there. Krishna is there. Lalita, Vishakha, everybody gathered. Everybody there. But swing festival not starting. Why? Why not starting? Because Radharani is not there. Everybody waiting for Radharani. Then they are waiting for Radharani. So in the meantime it happened, Narad Muni was passing by. Then Narad Muni saw some arrangement is going on. Narad Muni came and said, hey, what is going on here? Then Gopi said, oh, we are preparing for swing festival. Everything ready. Krishna is here. We are waiting for Radharani. When Radharani comes, we'll start the swing festival. Narad Muni said, oh, really? Okay, very good. Then I'll wait here to see the swing festival. Then when he was waiting, then Narad Muni called Krishna. He said, my dear Lord, do you remember that once you wanted to give me a boon, you are very pleased with my singing? Krishna said, yes. Very much I remember. So I want that boon. You want to fulfill my desire? Yes. So you first promise whatever my desire will fulfill. Yes, I promise, no problem. So then Narada said, oh my Lord, many times I have seen you. You are having the swing festival with Radharani. But today I want to see you have swing festival with Lalita. If you can allow that. Then Krishna said, oh, that must be not a big deal. Any Radharani is not at here. So Lalita, you come, so we can have a swing festival. Then Lalita said, no, because gopis, they don't want to enjoy with Krishna. They want to see Radharani. So she did not want, but Krishna, Krishna has promised Narada Muni. Krishna said, no, I promised Narada Muni to fulfill his desire. Any Radharani is not here, so why are you worried? You come sit with me. So all the gopis are very happy today. New swing festival with Lalita. So Lalita sat down and they are all enjoying the swing festival. So in the meantime, Narada Muni left that place. When they are enjoying the swing, Narada left. And Narada Muni straight went to Barsana. And she straight went to Radharani's room, in the inner chamber. Because she has a special license, no? Nobody can stop. Entered into the bedroom. And Radharani standing in front of the mirror. She is decorating her face, putting all the ornaments and everything, preparing. Then Narada Muni said, oh, Radharani, what are you doing? Radharani saying, I am preparing, dressing myself. I have to go for swing festival. So I have to go. I am in very hurry. So I am a little late. Then Narada Muni said, oh, you are preparing for swing festival. You know what is happening there? Swing festival already started. Huh, started? How can that started? How can it start? How can it start? You go see your best friend Lalita is sitting there. So Radhani could not believe. No, that cannot happen. How can Krishna only sit with Lalita? I don't believe that. Oh, you don't believe me? And you go and see. By your own eyes you see. Then Narada Muni tells her and Narada Muni left. Then Radhani went from far distance. She saw it's true. Lalita sitting next to Krishna at the swing festival. And Radhani could not believe that. She became very angry. She was so angry, she left the place. She went deep forest and sitting inside the grove Kunja, she's crying. And here all the gopis, Krishna waiting. Radhani is not coming. So what is happening? Why so much delay? So everybody worried, what happened to Radhani? Why so much delay? Then Krishna said, hey, where is Narada Muni? So Narada Muni is not here. Then Krishna realized some gadabad is there. Krishna understood. Narada Muni is not here means something must have happened. Then Krishna said, all the gopis, you stay here. Then I'll go and search for Radharani. Then Krishna went searching for Radharani. Searching. Then Krishna came to this kunja. Her Radharani sitting and very grave, crying. Then Krishna said, Radharani, what happened to you? Why are you sitting here? We are all waiting for you there. She is very grave, not telling anything. Then Krishna touched her body. Hey, what happened to you? Hey, don't touch me. You know? Very angry mood, just like, you know. Then Krishna, why are you so angry? So why you need me for swing festival? You have Lalita, go have swing festival with her. Then Krishna said, I am having swing festival with Lalita. Who told you? Narada Muni told me. You are having swing festival with Lalita. Then Krishna realized, wow, he is the cause of this fighting. Then Krishna told Radharani, do you remember I told one day the Narada is so expert that he will create fighting between you and me also, misunderstanding. Then Krishna, he explained the whole story. The Narada is the one who requested me. First he said, I want to see you have swing festival with Lalita. And because I had promised, I did these things. And he went and told you these things. Then after hearing the whole story, then Radharani started to laugh. And she realized the Narada's trick also. Then Radharani went and she had nice swing pastimes with Krishna in Lalita Kunda. Jai, swing festival ki.
Jai.
Maharaj, aap sune hai na? Is lila kab suna usse malum hai? Ye lila aapke saath mein gaya tha. O bihol kunda mein bola tha. O sankirtan bhakt log le gaya tha na? Udhar se main suna tha. Baad mein kitab mein padha, pehle unse suna tha. So like this, the Lord is very humorous. It's not like Lord Nirakar, Lord is grave sitting like this, very scary. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. He made us to understand another aspect of the absolute truth. Until that, we understand Lord is Param Brahma is Nirakar, or Param Brahma is something, and then blue body, four hands, sleeping somewhere, we never knew him. Very scary. But Mahaprabhu brought us, gave this sweet, humorous pastimes that devotees will enjoy, and by hearing this, their heart will be purified and they will be attracted towards their Lordship. She says, Radha Gokulananda Jo Ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Gaur Premanande.